to improve your mindset at a much faster rate, become truly honest with yourself. Really embrace who you are instead of resisting, instead of trying to tell yourself that you should value something. Ask yourself, what really matters to me? What are the things in my life that I care about the most? And what are things that I should care about or that I think I should care about, but maybe I really don't? So often we get caught up pursuing goals and really trying to achieve something that isn't fulfilling to us, that doesn't make us happy. Maybe you're trying to build a skill that you don't even really enjoy practicing, but you believe that if that was part of you, you would be more valuable or people would see you differently. Maybe that's an impression that you want to make on the whole world, or maybe it's your close family members. Maybe it's somebody in your life that you want to impress. And so you think, okay, well, let me work on this. Let me really polish and develop my skills. And then that will give me what I want, which is ultimately having someone's approval. Some people complete entire degrees or base their whole career off of this, just to make their parents happy, just to make their spouse happy, just so that they can feel like they are good enough. But you know what's really scary? You're going to run out of time. This incredible resource that's so finely limited, so difficult to acquire any more of, and we sacrifice our time, our energy, so that we can gain status or really making somebody feel like we are important or valuable. That's crazy. Sometimes we just don't want to quit something because we might look like a failure or feel that we didn't really give it everything that we have or that we're a quitter. And the reality is that it's much more nuanced than that. In truth, really what would make your life fulfilling, what would help you progress, what would help you expand the most, isn't the thing that is difficult necessarily, but rather what's truly inspiring to you. What should you dedicate more energy to that really draws the best out in you, that lights up your soul, that gets you excited, that puts that spark back in your eye instead of walking around like a zombie, coping, getting by, just barely making it through your day and waiting for when you can finally go to sleep because you're so exhausted? We want to be full of life. We want to enjoy every day like the precious gift it is, rather than taking it for granted and thinking that we have all the time in the world. It's about seizing the present moment and the opportunity that's been laid out in front of you right here and right now. You have so much power, so much choice. You can go anywhere and do almost anything if you put your mind to it. But if you continue in the same patterns because somebody told you that you should, and now you feel guilty if you don't, well, that's madness. No matter who tricked you or convinced you that it was a good idea, if it's not fulfilling to you, if you're not really, really excited about it, it's not, you know, making you happy, then take a moment to really pause and analyze whether or not this is the best road for you. What I'd love for you to optimize for is time spent doing something that you truly enjoy and care about. Not something that just feels good and, you know, kind of lets you escape reality temporarily and just feel good. Not instant gratification. Hopefully a little bit of instant gratification, but also delayed in the sense of fulfillment. And this can be challenging or feel really overwhelming if you've been lost or if you haven't really been focused on something like that in your life for a while. But what's incredible is that it takes almost no time to self-correct. Asking a simple question like, what do I care about most in this world? What do I hold truly dear to my heart? And what's an outcome or an impact that I want to make and create that I would feel truly proud of? Not because somebody else would tell me that I did a good job or pat me on the back and say, well done, I'm so proud of you, but you being proud of yourself and feeling like you did something meaningful. If you take this perspective, your mindset immediately improves, and what you really start to do is measure things based on their true value to you. It's so heavily skewed and weighed based on perspective. It's your experience and life that is exciting and fun to you, a life that truly feels fulfilling and enjoyable to someone else, might not seem like much at all. But that doesn't mean that it's not a good life. It's exactly why we have to focus on our subjective perspective. That's why it's important to really recognize and acknowledge that instead of getting caught up in everybody else's opinion of what we're doing. To quickly contextualize this and to maybe give you a little bit of inspiration, I've applied this in every area in my life, so I can give you some examples. I built a business based on what I care about doing most, helping people improve their mindset, grow in personal development, and really reach their peak performance. I value truly deep and meaningful relationships, and I really care about investing, building, and creating a life with someone. So my girlfriend and I have been together for nearly 11 years now. A lot of my time is spent alpine skiing in the winter, mountain biking in the summer, as well as kayaking and other outside fun sports that I find really enjoyable. Another hobby is like playing the guitar. I do because it's relaxing and fun for me, not to perform for other people or to make anybody else feel proud of me. And my investment portfolio was built in structure and context where it supports me, and it has been supporting me ever since I was 23, to be able to live a life where I don't have to bring in income, but rather I have enough passive income to support me for the rest of my life, making it so that I can work in the capacity that I truly enjoy and to never actually have to work for money. And just to be clear, I'm not telling you this so that you can look at me and say, oh wow, that's great for you, Raphael. It's only to help you get a glimpse of what's possible if you're honest, if you're true to yourself, and you really design your life and what you spend your time on according to your values and what's really meaningful, fulfilling, and fun to you. So set your goals according to what truly matters to you, what make you feel extremely happy and fulfilled, and don't settle for trying to people please or make anybody else happy with what you're focused on. Take the precious time you have and fill it with experiences, with accomplishments that you can truly be proud of. And if you want my personal support with helping you get there, then I invite you to jump over to eraphael.com. The link is in the description, where you can book a one-on-one call with me. We'll talk, see if we're a good fit. And if so, I could be coaching you every week, holding you accountable, supporting you to really living your best life and becoming your best self. Again, if you want to take advantage of that, eraphael.com, link is in the description. As always, I hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll catch you on the next one.